Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
It is 9:13. Summer Olympics won't be that far away. It's not this summer, kids. It's next summer. But one of the great names that came out from the last time we did this, and if you pay any attention to swimming on an annual or global scale, you know Katie Ledecky. It's just a cool story. It's a cool family story, and she is an amazing athlete. And it's an honor to have you on the show, Katie. Nice to meet you.
Thanks for having me.
First off, how are you feeling? Because I know in South Korea you got sick.
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better. It was a little bit of a rough week in South Korea, just getting sick and having to pull out of two events, but was happy that I was able to pull through for two more events at the end of the week and come away with a gold and two silvers back home.
But you swam nauseous. Am I right about that?
Yeah, I had a lot of different symptoms over the course of the week, but ultimately was feeling good enough to swim and get through it.
Explain to me how you power through, because I can come in here and do a talk show for 4 hours when I'm not feeling very well. And I'm sure to some people that seems like, well, how could you do a talk show? I guess it's anything you do for work. But the idea of getting in a pool and swimming at the level you swim at when you're not feeling well, you must be able to put yourself in a different mindset.
Yeah, it was hard, but I was at the World Championships, and it was a big meet, big competition, what I had prepared for the whole year. So I just tried to do everything that I could once I got sick to put myself in the position to get back to some racing at the end of the week.
Now, there was, of course, a conspiracy theory or two that somebody, gave you a bad tuna sandwich or something. Do you want to dispel that?
I have no idea how I got sick. For all I know, it could have been that. But I don't know the source. It's kind of just like any other bug that you'll pick up.
Sure.
You don't know exactly where you got it. But, you can't control things. So.
Was Vladimir Putin wandering around at all? Did you know?
No. I don't think anything crazy like that happened. I think it was just a pretty typical stomach virus.
Talking to Katie Ledecky and G.
Katie, you're so dominant in your field. You're usually never swimming, competing against somebody. It's mostly you're competing against time and your own records. So how do you keep yourself motivated?
Well, I'm always motivated to just do my very best. It gets harder and harder as you get faster and as you go through the years to continue to find new ways to improve. So I'm doing everything that I can in and out of the water to set myself up to be in the position to be better and race the very best in the world. The world's getting faster, and I've got a lot of great competition out there, so I'm excited for this next year.
Part of her secret's chocolate milk.
Ah,
and I'm
really?
Not kidding. We'll get to that in a second. But, Katie, the Western Burbs here in particular, and I know all over in the suburbs, there's great youth swimming programs, but in particular out in Naperville. My kids grew up in a swimming program. How do you know when you're something special in the pool versus somebody that's just kind of fast?
Yeah, I know a lot of great swimmers in Chicago, and I think you never really know exactly when. I think when I was 6 years old, I never dreamed of going to the Olympics. I thought it was impossible, but I always set goals for myself, and eventually I got to the point where my next goal was qualifying for Olympic trials, and kind of when I realized I might have a shot to make it to the Olympics. But just always loved the sport and played a number of other sports growing up, but always started, always veered towards swimming or going to swim practice over basketball practice if the two were at the same time. So I just found something that I loved and kind of ran with it or
swam with it.
Yeah.
I'm sure you know Kevin Cordes. Kevin competed in the last games. Kevin grew up like out my back window.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he's got a,
Kevin's a great guy.
Great family, and he's a phenomenal swimmer. Gee.
Katie, I mean, the public gives you a ton of support, especially like when the Olympics roll around. But the amount of preparation that you have to put in and work throughout the years preparing for the Olympics, what can we do to better support our Olympic athletes, in the years that the Olympics aren't happening?
Yeah, I think a lot of people think swimming is a sport that's every 4 years at the Olympics, but the reality is we have big competitions every single year. We're training every single year for those meets as well as our long-term goals of the Olympics. It is the biggest stage, the Olympics, but I'm training 10 times a week in the water, 3 times a week out of the water, so I'm doing everything that I can to prepare myself in the water as well as out of the water, as I've said, to get better. And I've really had a great support system around me, my parents, my family, my coaches, my teammates. They've always been there to support me, and we always appreciate more support and more eyes on our races, so encourage everyone to follow along swimming over the next year.
And I couldn't help but notice you said 10 times a week in the water. So what are your two-a-days?
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Now, Summer Olympics next year. Have you swam in Tokyo before?
I have. I swam there in 2018.
And is the culture there, I know that's a big diving country. What about swimming?
Yeah, it's a pretty big swimming country. They have a lot of great swimmers coming up through the ranks on the international level and winning gold medals at world championships. So I think they'll be very excited for swimming at the Olympics.
And before we get to chocolate milk once and for all, pardon me, you mentioned your parents. We're told your family never pushed you into any of this, which is kind of refreshing to hear.
Yeah, my parents, I think, just realized that I loved the sport, and it was a passion of mine, and they always wanted to support me in whatever I enjoyed, whatever my brother enjoyed. Luckily, we both loved swimming, so they could kind of take both of us to swim practice at the same time. But I can't thank my parents enough for all the support they've given me over the years. They've woken up at 4 a.m. multiple times a week during high school, you know, even before that, and taking me to practice. So it really is a team effort, and really appreciative of my family's support.
Now, if you paid any attention in the last couple of years, you've seen these studies that say after a workout, chocolate milk is about the best thing you could do as a recovery drink. So there's a Built with Chocolate Milk team of elite athletes that's out there. You're on the team now.
Yes, I've been drinking chocolate milk since I was a young teen, and I really believe in the benefits of chocolate milk and how it's helped me recover between workouts and between races at my competitions. There is a lot of science behind it, and the protein and carbs and natural electrolytes that it has have really helped me recover and get ready for being my very best at the biggest level.
When you can pound a chocolate milk after a good hard workout, I mean, that's a great reward. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it tastes pretty good. You know, you can't beat it.
Doubt about it. Are you in the pool today?
I'll probably go splash around at my summer league pool with my family. I'm kind of in the week and a half break that I get once a year, so not training heavily right now. I'm just taking a short break as I gear up and get back into full swing training next week.
Well, stay healthy and good luck. And, you know, have a food taster from now on. You know, just, you know, walk around with an intern or somebody that can eat your food before you. And we're nothing but big fans. So thanks for coming on.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. There you go. Built with chocolate milk. Katie Ledecky. You Google that up. You'll see what they're talking about there.